Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. When Dr. M. Phyllis Lewes earned her degree of veterinary medicine from the University of Pennsylvania in 1957, she was one of three female graduates and the only one to go into large animal practice, concentrating on equine care. She was no stranger to horses. At nine, she had convinced her parents to help her buy a horse and keep it in the garage. When she was 13 and the horse could no longer stay in the garage, she remedied this problem by renting an unused barn down the street and opening her own horse boarding facility. 2 years later, she began exercising horses at a local racetrack and convinced the track stewards to allow her to test to become a trainer, being certified at the age of 19. During this time, she was also learning to become a show jumper herself, riding her mare Cassadol to victory in the Devon Horse Show Open Jumper class. After graduation, she worked hard to establish herself as a competent equine vet, taking on whatever cases came her way in an effort to build her client base. As part of her practice, she opened two equine hospitals, and she credits her cleanliness and sterilization methods with her record of zero post-surgical infections. She provided veterinary services to the Barnum & Bailey Circus, the Philadelphia Zoo, and the Lipizzaner Stallions. In her over 30-year career, she also provided hospital services and pastures for injured or retired police horses. She developed surgical procedures for the correction of club-footed foals, the removal of ovarian tumors, as well as the removal of urinary bladder stones. Lewes also developed techniques for cataract removal in foals and older horses, bilateral guttural pouch patency, and treatments for navicular syndrome. In 2000, she relocated to Florida after her dog Oscar won a contest and was cast in a movie. Even at the age of 73, she wasn't ready to retire from equine care, and she took the state boards, earning a license to practice in Florida and returning to working at a track, this time as a veterinarian. The author of 5 books, including Blessed Are the Brood Mares and her autobiography, No Job for a Lady, she lived in Florida until her death in 2019. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.